Tomorrow afternoon at 3, we'll be airing a special State of Opportunity documentary, Tiger Pride. Dustin Dwyer and Lindsay Smith give an in-depth look at the changes in the Muskegon High School District and what that means for other troubled districts in the state. Joining me now with a preview are Dustin and Lindsay. Welcome.
Good to talk to you.
Dustin, first of all, why focus on Muskegon Heights?
Well, as you know, on State of Opportunity, what we talk about a lot is about opportunities for kids and whether we're giving enough opportunities for kids. And one of the big parts of the discussion right now is in education and this question of how do we make sure that we can provide a quality education to kids in every community, regardless of their parents' background, regardless of their zip code. And one of the big answers we've come up with in Michigan is charter schools. And Muskegon Heights has had an experience that was really like no other place in Michigan, and we think like no other place in the country. In 2012, the entire district was converted to a charter school district, and a private management, for-profit school management company, Mosaica Education, was brought in to run the district school. And we should say that shortly after this, Highland Park Schools did the same thing. But Muskegon Heights was the first. And earlier this summer, Lindsay was reporting for our newsroom that the agreement with Mosaica Education was coming to an end in Muskegon Heights. And that's when I really thought that for State of Opportunity, I wanted to get over to Muskegon Heights. And I knew Lindsay would be out there reporting anyway. And I thought we could really work together on this and follow the story of what happens in a community when basically your community school district is at risk for the second time.
Lindsay, given your coverage of the Muskegon Heights District and the turmoil that's happened there, what do you take away from what happened with charter schools in Muskegon Heights and what that means for other charter schools in Michigan?
Ultimately, you know, this particular charter situation in Muskegon Heights with the for-profit management company, which is what most the bulk of Michigan's charter schools are run by, these for-profit companies, it didn't work because the profits weren't there. So that's something we wanted to really take a look at. Why didn't that work out? And ultimately, for the kids that are there and the parents that are there, it causes a lot of turmoil because they have to then react to this, right? They have to deal with what's next, what comes after this option.
And if I can chime in also, Jen, I think one of the things that we get into in the documentary is that when people hear that charter schools are being run by for-profit companies, and we saw this with the Detroit Free Press investigation, which I think a lot of our listeners have heard about at this point, people have this fear that, oh, no, this for-profit company is coming in and they're making all this money off our kids' education. Well, the experience in Muskegon Heights shows that that if a company is not making a profit, that can pose a risk to a community as well.
So ultimately, what does the Muskegon Heights experience teach us, if anything, about how to deal with the many financially troubled districts in this state? Lindsay?
Well, ultimately, what it teaches us in a way is that the state really doesn't have a uniform policy for dealing with these deficit districts. You know, we saw two districts, Inkster and Buena Vista Schools, last summer dissolve. We saw Ipsy and Willow Run merge. We've seen consent agreements in Pontiac. We've seen this conversion to a charter district in Highland Park and Muskegon Heights. And I think ultimately we explored this option, but we really don't know what the state is. It's kind of struggling with what's the best option. So we really wanted to take a look at this particular option because there's some potential here for other districts to be able to look at this.
I think what we learn is that, as Lindsay said, we are still experimenting. And in fact, in Muskegon Heights, there have been two iterations of that experiment now, right, at this point. One where the for-profit management company took over the entire district's operation. Then we saw that management company end its agreement 3 years early. And now there's a new plan, a new structure. So I think we're all still sort of working our way through this. We know that there's a problem here, but I don't think the state has really come up with a solution. I think Muskegon Heights is a place where there's a lot of people committed to working to it, and I think it's a really great place to look at how people tackle this question, but we do not have an answer yet.
You can hear Tiger Pride, a State of Opportunity documentary, tomorrow afternoon at 3. Dustin, Lindsay, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Thank you.